Okay, so just to hire off from Gus Frege, since I already mentioned it to you yesterday, but a correction from yesterday's shiur, which we'll return to when we do Sifyut Beis, but the Mishnah Berurah is indeed makel, like the example where a bird flies into your house. And in this case, or the chickens for that matter, that you could close the door since it's the only tzedem midrabanan, but that is only when you're not machaven for tzedah. But if you're machaven for tzedah, then he wouldn't be makel. In other words, this wouldn't necessarily help for the case of the dog, if indeed your dog is trying to escape. Or would want to escape. It's not a well-trained dog. Every time you open the door, the dog would want to escape. Then, even though it's only derabanan, let's assume because your dog would come back at night, but nevertheless, if you're machaven for tzeda, then l'chora the Mishnah Berurah would be machmir. He was only willing to be makel when ein kavanaso latzot. In other words, even though according to the Magen Avraham, it would be mutter regardless, or maybe the Magen Avraham didn't mean it. According to the simple meaning, the Magen Avraham might be mutter, but the Mishnah Berurah is only willing to be makel. So we'll see. Maybe there are other tzedakim to be makel for the dog cases. We'll get to a little bit later when we do Sifyut Beis. Some say because it's a double derabanan, because they're b'nei tarbus, and a bias is like a bifar gadol, so it's only aser midrabanan. So you could be mutter b'makom hafseid, but it's not pasha to be makel b'makom hafseid on the shvus, especially when neither is amir nachri, and especially it's on a regular thing. So we'll have to return to that question, but that is just a clarification from yesterday's shiur, which we'll return to. So where did we get up to? So I think. I think we're up to there. So, on what are you chayiv for tzedah? So, there's a machlokas tanaim in the Gemara and the Bavah on the base, Kufzan with Aleph, whether you're chayiv on davar she'ein b'mino nitzod. And we paskin that you're pater if it's ein b'mino nitzod. So, what does this mean? So, if you look at Rashi, Rashi seems to think that this is dependent on the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, but ein etzricha l'gufa. There's a number of difficulties with this explanation, as Tosos points out, because it doesn't really sound like they're arguing about eino tzricha l'gufa. In other words, you could say that if it's eino ein b'mino nitzo, then the stomach it's eino tzricha l'gufa. But there are difficulties with this reading of Gemara, and therefore Tosos, as well as Rov Rishonim, all learn, no, this is a separate machlokas. The reason why you're pater for ein b'mino nitzo is not because it's eino tzricha l'gufa, but there's a bezundere p'tur of ein b'mino nitzod. Even if it happens to be tzricha l'gufa, I have a fly collection. I'm an entomologist and I collect flies. So it's tzricha l'gufa when I trap that fly. Nevertheless, we paskin that since flies are ein b'minan nitzod, I assume, so therefore one would be pater. And the question is, why? Why would you be pater? This does not seem to be the regular case of shinui. It's not like kalach or yad. Kalach or yad is when I do the malacha in a regular malacha in an abnormal way. Now here, I'm doing the malacha on something that is not normally, this malacha is not normally done on it. But we don't, we'll have to think about this, but at least mikufia, this isn't a p'tur that we normally have. So I saw the curious sefer actually says something interesting. Sounds like he says, because it's not doma l'mishkan. And actually, if you take a look at the curious sefer, he learns all sorts of halachos, or he's told all sorts of halachos in dinei tzeda to mishkan. He writes, I'll just read you three of them, just because they're interesting. The first one is hamifarik chayva of min ha-mitzuda. And just I'm reading straight. So that's more or less Rambam halacha chaf dalet. Word in Perk Yud. Hai mishum davu mishkan, hai lava b'mishkan. In other words, if you take an animal out of a trap, that's not chayev because it wasn't in the mishkan, as opposed to soser and korea, which it does. Now, this is fascinating. In other words, he almost thinks that every malacha has to have an opposite malacha, or really should, except this doesn't because it wasn't in the mishkan. What, taking something out of a trap, what is that? Why do you have to come on to eino b'mishkan? It's very interesting. And in fact, the Rambam sort of implies that there's an issur d'rabbanan to take an animal out of the trap. Maybe we'll get to that a little later. Then he writes that tzad chai va'of she b'rshuso pater tzeda d'mishkan hafu b'davar she'eino b'rshuso tzar tzeda. Again, I would have said that the reason why if you're tzad chai va'of b'rshuso it's not tzeda is because it's not tzeda. They're already trapped. And he says, no, because it's eino domya d'mishkan. Then he writes, "Hatzad hatzad davar she'ein b'mino tzeda pater, the kol davar nitzav b'mishkan avdav she'mino tzeda." Again, why are flies pater if you trap them? Not in the mishkan. Now, one second, trapping a lion? Oh, they didn't trap lions in the mishkan either. We know you're high for that. So he says, "Well, but it's mino nitzav. So ein b'mino nitzav is pater because of dumya de mishkan." So that is the position of the Kiryas Sefer. So we asked before, you know, why is it that we have this patur of Ein B'mino Nitzod? He says it's because of Dumya D'Mishkan. Interesting to think about whether we have a higher requirement of Dumya D'Mishkan by Tzeda versus other Malachos, maybe because of some of the idiosyncrasies that we noted before. Not clear. It's sort of interesting because Rashi writes that Chagavim Tahorim are considered Mino Nitzot, which is what you'd expect. But the Rambam writes that they're considered Ein B'mino Nitzot, which is a little strange because why not? I mean, presumably people capture Chagavim Tahorim to eat. That was, I had a Rebbe, Rabbi Malka, who grew up in Morocco, and he said, yeah, we used to go out and like forage for Chagavim Tahorim and bring them home for supper. It was like, that's what little kids did. That was like their contribution. So why not? So I thought maybe that because if you learn like this Kiryas Sefer in the Rambam, so it's because they're not the Dumya D'Mishkan. In other words, they didn't have in the Mishkan they only captured a behemos and ophos and dagim because chilazim was a dog. Masha'en ken chagavim, but it's actually not so gishmak because they didn't really have ophos in the Mishkan either. So it's not a very good shot. Anyway, it's not what the Kiryas Sefer really says. The Kiryas Sefer says that the fact that you need mino nitzot is dumya d'mishkan. It doesn't say that only the things that were in the mishkan. So we'll have to return back to that machlokas between Rashi and Rambam a little later. But al kopanim, we have again two pshatim in what mino ein b'mino nitzot is. According to Rashi, or Patrik is answering Bagufa. According to other Rishonim, you're only chayev when you trap animals that are normally trapped. And l'chora, why do you have this rule? Either because of Dumya D'Mishkan, or perhaps, though, we actually have seen this type of phenomenon in a bunch of other melachos. By Dash, we said you're only chayev on Tzchita De'oraisa for Zezim Manavim Bepashtas. Not other types of disha. Rashi said it's lav orchei. By toleish me atzacheinu nakov, your potter. And the Gemara said because lav hainu rebisei. And Rashi at least said it's ein derech zriyash sham. Could be, as we saw a couple of weeks ago, that there's no tzaveyan or ha'adam mide oraisa because it's not the derech to be tzaveya on a person's face, like the Mishnah Berurah explained. We talked about this when we said Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlin. So the amos is that we do find in a number of malachos a similar type of thing. But the Avnei Nezer and which we'll see Ba'arichas, it's in Simen Kuf Pei Tesis, but from Sifkat and Zayin, is going to argue that the real reason for Tosfos, why you're Pater for Ein B'mino Nitzod, is because anyway, this is a malacha grua, as we'll see why, but basically because you haven't changed the object. Seda is only a malacha mitzad the Maisa or the Gavra, not Mitzad the Chefza. The Chefza actually remains unchanged. And therefore, if it's not, if there's any type of chisaron, we'll say, in the Knisa l'Rishus, then you're going to be pater, which includes Ein Bemino Nitzod. And that is going to be the theme that the Avnei Nezer, so maybe we'll talk about the Avnei Nezer now, uses to explain all sorts of things in Dinei Tzeda. That since the object is not changed, the deer that you trap looks exactly as it did before the trapping. So in order to be chayav, since it's not transformed, we have all sorts of requirements that if they're lacking, you're potter, because the object hasn't changed. Agav, this one actually, the Avnei Nezer doesn't write, but the Har Tzvi writes in Sad Os Gimel that according to the idea of the Avnei Nezer, you wouldn't have Meister Shabbos on Seda, at least according to the Rashba. If you remember, we saw the Rashba when we did Shin Yud Ches, held that there's no Meister Shabbos on a Melacha Grua, for example, Otsa. So likewise, he argues that there would be no Meister Shabbos on Seda. It's an interesting question. The Chai Adam writes that we're makel on this opinion of the Rashba was done b'shogeg. So it'd be interesting to think about that in terms of Tzeda. But let's turn to the main sugya, which the Avnei Nezer uses to prove his theory, and that is the famous Rashba. So what does the Rashba say? So let's actually start with the Yerushalmi, which is the source of this famous Rashba. So the Yerushalmi says like this, Reb Yosi, Reb Bun, b'shem Reb Huna, Hayatzvi rats kedarko, v'niskaven l'nolbado, v'nolbado, uve'ad hatzvi mutter. Ra'atinok mevabea bahar, v'nahar, v'niskaven l'aloso, u'alos nimala shaldagim imo, mutter. Reb Yosi bar bun, b'shem Rav Chuna, haye mefakeach begal, v'niskaven l'aloso, u'alos tzror shalzuvim imo, mutter. We have three cases, all three of which are mutter. And at least in the latter two cases, you're saving a life. And along with saving the life, you're niskaven to do some type of malacha, like go fishing. You see the baby drowning, you throw your net in, and you think, well, you know, hashdas is lachi, you may as well chop some shalshudis, some fish. And you go ahead and you save the baby along with the fish. That's mutter. Says the Rashba, sounds like from here, that if you close the door to your house and you're in the Skavain to close the door to your house because you want the house to stay warm because it's the winter, and you also are miskavain to capture the Tzvi, that is mutter. That's what the Rashba says based off of this Yerushalmi. And the question, of course, is, as the Ran asks, isn't this a psik resha? In fact, it's worse than a psik resha. A psik resha, when I intend to do A and memela B happens, so then that's chayav nichalai. Kol shekein over here, where my kavana is explicitly to also chap the tzvi. How could you say that this is mutter? On the other hand, the Yerushalmi does sound like it's saying that. So the Ritva actually thinks we don't paskin like this Yerushalmi. He agrees that the Yerushalmi is saying that, but he argues that the Bavli disagrees. It's not exactly clear where the Bavli disagrees. It could be the Gemara on Kuf Zayin and Mid Aleph. It sounds like it's only if you're shogeg in the Tzeda as a mutter l'shomro, but it's aser latzod bekavana, like where it flies into your shirt. That's where you can like leave the bird into your shirt, but otherwise not. But the Rashba thinks that apparently that there's no stira between the Bavli and Yerushalmi, and therefore we'd paskin like this. Yerushalmi, I'll just read you a little bit from the lesson of the Rashba. After quoting the Yerushalmi, he writes, Ulefize hade aminan v'niskaven lin ol ba'ado, lo ba'ado bilvad ke'amar, elam niskaven lin ol af ba'ado ke'amar. The Lomar, she ilu tsarach lino ba'ado, Mutter, af al pi, shemiskaven, shiat tzvi, nitzo besochem. So even though we certainly agree that if you close your door with the intention to trap the deer, you're chayev. And most achronim assume in the Rashba, even if that's your ikar kavana, you would be chayev. But if it's your secondary kavana, your primary kavana is to protect your house, so then it is not just potter, but mutter. So, as I said, the Ran, Lam Chesmad Aleph Dabei Rif, argues, he says that this is worse than a psik resha. What about the Yerushalmi? So he says, well, actually, if you read the Yerushalmi carefully, it doesn't say what the Rashba claims. The Yerushalmi says, does in fact say three dinim. But if we notice, there's a difference between din two and three, which are about pikuach nefesh, and din one. I'll read it again carefully. Reb Yosi bei Rabbi Bun, b'shem Reb China, hayetzvi ratz kedarko, v'niskaven lin'ol ba'ado, v'na'ol ba'ado, uve'adatzvi motor. Reb Yosi bei Rabbi Bun, b'shem Rabbi Chuna, ra'atinok mevabea b'nar, v'niskaven l'halo so, u'l'halo s'nechil sholdagim imo motor. So in the case of the pikuach nefesh, it says that when is it mutter? If you're niskaven to save the baby and capture the fish. So that's when it's mutter. But in the case of the tzvi, you only had one kavan. It says niskaven l'mel bado. You're planning to close the door for yourself to keep the heat in. And it happens to be that you are na'al ba'ado va'ad ha'tzvi. It's mutter. But it doesn't mean you're niskaven to be no be'ad ha'tzvi. It's just there was a tzvi in here. We're talking about a case where you didn't know. Well, if you didn't know, obviously it's mutter. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is you don't have to release it, which is a point that the Bavli makes as well. You might have thought that if I accidentally trapped, in other words, I was unaware that there was a deer in my house, and I trapped a deer, then I have to let it go? Maybe because of my Ma'aser Shabbos or some other reason. Kamash Malan, like we talked about yesterday, maybe even the hemshech of the shmir of the deer would be a problem. Kamash Malan, no, you don't need to. Since your kavana was entirely to keep the heat inside your house, even if you unknowingly trapped, that is mutter, and you don't have to release the deer. But it actually is very different than the case of the pikuach nefesh cases, the next two cases that follow. Now, it's a little schwer, like the Gemara, the Yerushalmi sort of implies that these things are related to each other. According to the Ran, they're really not related to each other. But on the other hand, A, the Rashba's reading makes no sense, and B, the Lashon is meduyak, not that way. And that's the way the Ran reads Yerushalmi. So, yes?
The beginning of the Rashba sort of sounds like the heaven has to do with the fact that it's already like shown and so on.
But
the door's already closed.
That is correct. Nachon. In other words, the Rashba would presumably agree that if you somehow or another you like cornered the deer and trapped it by getting it into the house, and then you locked the door, and even though you're locking the door for two reasons, and even if at that point your ikar kavana for locking the door is to keep your house warm, even though it could be that ma'asev muchlichen that it's not true, but even if it were true, then in achanami, maybe you would be chayiv. That is the mashmos of the Rashba, and indeed, as we'll see in a moment, that is the way some achronim learn the Rashba. Yes?
Everyone seems to assume that the Rashba holds like this. In the Rashba himself, this is he brings three sheets of two based on a tzedakah, and then this Yerushalmi. Is it clear that he holds the mice like this Yerushalmi?
He sort of gives it the last word. So maybe it's somewhat ambiguous, but I think the presentation of the Rashba is that he's accepting it and the like. So I think that is a simple reading of the Rashba, which is, like you said, why the Achronim assume that's his conclusion. So the question, though, is how do we answer the kasha from the Ran? The Ran is asking a very good kasha. L'choira, this for sure should be aser. If psik reisha d'nichal is aser, where you're not even mechavein, kavachomer over here where you are mechavein. So we're going to consider a number of approaches to the Rashba. The first ones are going to be a general approach, and the second ones are going to be unique to Tzeda. In other words, there's something that makes Tzeda unique Why are this true? Where, which is why the Rashba would say it here in Seida, but it wouldn't necessarily be true elsewhere. So, first, the general approach, and the first, at least that I know, that tries to defend the Rashba is the Shiltei Giborim, Os Gimel, right there by the Ran. So he cites the Rashba, and then he cites the Ran, as well as the Magen Mishnah and others. And here's his solution. Now, there's my chiddush is a smaller chiddush in the Rashba. So, if you hold like the Rashba's chiddush, you'll certainly hold a my chiddush. My chiddush is an idea that Rashi already in Zvachim sort of implies that we're matir psik resha, even if I do it in a way that's inevitable, if I could have done it in a different way. The Rashi over there is talking about zilaf al mizbeach. So, if I sprinkle on the mizbeach, let's say wine on the mizbeach, and I use big droplets in a way that will inevitably do kibboy, but I could have done very, very small misty droplets, which wouldn't have caused kibboy. So that's mutter. In other words, even though I happened to do it in a way that happened, that was inevitably going to cause kibboy, but since I could have done what I did in a different way, then it's not a psik resha. And he's saying that chiddush is a smaller chiddush in the Rashba. I felt like the Rashba is certainly older than my chiddush. So let's first of all think about what he's saying in the Rashba. So I think the simplest way to read the Shilta Giborim, but you could read it a different way, but I think the simplest way to read it is actually in light of that idea that we talked about when we did Melachos Bishul from Ritzi Pesach Frank and the like. And that is that the Rashba is actually, or the Shilta Giborim, I should say, is pointing out that the Hanacha of the Ran is not true. It's the opposite. The Ran said, and what the Ran says is quite intuitive, right? The Ran says, if it is the case that when I intend to do A and Mamela B happens automatically, I'm chayav. So certainly if I'm chaving to do A and B, that I'd be chayav for B. And even if B is my secondary kavana, I'm ikr mechaving for A, and I am only secondarily mechaving for B. But the fact of the matter is, that if I'm not mechavin at all for B, I'm chayev. So kavachomer, if I'm partially mechavin for B, I'm chayev. That is the question, basically, of the Ran. The answer is no, that this is not similar to davar shemiskavim psik resha. And this brings us back to our early shiurim in the year. But davar shemiskavim psik resha is that there are, in fact, A and B. I am only mechavin for A. It just A happens to cause B as well. It's not even necessarily inherent. It just happens to be that way. I drag the bench, and inevitably, there is Harisha. A causes B. So then we say that I'm chai for B, at least if it's Nichole. But here, it's not the pshat that I'm causing to do A and B. Here, I'm mechaving to do one thing, close the door to my house. And my kavana, at least my primary kavana, is to keep the heat in. This traps the deer. But it's not that A causes B. Closing the door does two things. It's not A causes B, it's AB. If you wish, or don't even call it AB, though maybe this relates to that Lamdas and that Chakira of Rabbi Chanan. A, closing the door does two things. And therefore, we have to look at the Ikar Kavana that I have. And if the Ikar Kavana is Leheter, then the activity is Mutter. Mashal Ma Davar Dome. Hotza, when you go ahead and you're Motzi S Hachai B'mita, Potter Af Al Hamisa Mita. Even though if I carried the Mita plain, I would surely be Chai for carrying the Mita. But since my Ikar Kavana is to carry the Chai, and you're not Chayiv, that's a heter act, at least on a derisa level, because Chay knows his atzmo. So memela, I'm potter on the mita. It's not that I'm carrying the Chay and memela the mita is dragged along. That would be a psik ratio. If I'm carrying a human being and like tied to the human being is the stroller, and the stroller is sort of I'm carrying my baby. Let's say the baby that knows how to walk, so it's Chay knows his atzmo. I'm carrying the baby, and as the baby is you know, I really only am trying to carry the baby, but inevitably the stroller's being dragged along because, I don't know, baby's holding on to the stroller, something like that. So that would be a shayla of a psik resha. And maybe if it's nichalai, it would be chayev. But that's not what's going on over here. Over here, you're only trying to carry the baby, and the chai, the mita is tafel. It's not memela happening. That's what I'm doing. I'm carrying the chai al hamita. In this case, I'm closing the door. Closing the door keeps two things in, the heat and the deer, and also my valuables and everything else. So now we have to figure out, okay, what's the ikker thing I want to keep in my house? Is the ikker thing the heat or the crown jewels, or is the ikker thing the deer? Well, if the ikker thing is the heat, so that's like going to be the chai. And the, what about the deer? That's secondary. And so we only look at that. That is what we might the Shilta Giborim be saying. Again, I'll just read you the Lashon. Avagav dekam lan depsik resha aser. Hainu davka sheva oso maisa da'afid hapsik resha eno miskavin. In other words, you're not miskavin for B. The eno osa davar hatarima. Aval, in ba'oso apsik resha se'oso osa gamkein davar heter imo, v'iskavin gam le davar heter, az afilo ave psik resha, u'machavin gam lo, shari. You could even call it a psik resha, but if you want, it's a psik resha that's mutter. And a psik resha that's mutter is when there's not two different things. You're machavin le eser v'heter. Again, it's ironic, right? The Ran says, here, I'm more machavin, so I should be more chayiv. But the Shilta Gibarim is saying, here, since I'm more machavein, it's less chayev. Just like when you carry the baby on the stroller, you're machavein for the stroller. And it's precisely because you're machavein to carry the stroller that you're potter. Now, the Sefer HaKobetz, on just one point, on a Rambam, it's found in the back of the Frankel Rambam's Aleph Vav, adds a kinesh to this, which might be helpful. And that is because Melechah Shabbos Yalfina Mimishkan, and in the Mishkan, there was only one Totsa'ah. So when there's a second Totsa'ah, it's not Doma to the Mishkan. But Psik Resha? No. Psik Resha, it's not the Pshat that there's a second Totsa'ah. The Pshat is, in Psik Resha, I'm doing two things. I'm doing two things at the same time. Here, I'm doing one thing with two Kavanos. That's the difference. So psik resha, I'm doing two things at the same time. I am dragging the bench from the north side of my lawn to the south side of my lawn. And I'm also doing harisha. So we say, since you're doing two things at once, and it's nichalai, so you're chayev for the second thing as well. But here, I'm doing one thing with two kavanos. When you're doing one thing with two kavanos, we look at the ikar kavana. And the secondary kavana is tafel and batel and pater because it's not doma de mishka.
Question?
Yes. Well, one second, Mayor. Yeah.
I still see how it fits all the examples.
Go ahead.
Why didn't you say coming off the head of a chicken does the thing? Why? It killed the chicken.
So, assuming that cutting off the head of a chicken is a psik resha, which might not be pashut as we already saw. So, I agree that it is not at all obvious how to apply this in every case. But if we're going to accept this, we would say, no, that I am doing one thing. I'm not cutting off the head of the chicken for two purposes. Cutting off the head of the chicken to get a toy and also cutting off the head of the chicken to kill the chicken. That would be pata.
It would be?
Yeah.
If I had kavana
to kill the chicken, but it was my secondary kavana. In other words,
that's a different start.
But that's what he's saying. But instead, in other words, but that's not the case. Instead, the case of Sakresha is that I'm trying to get a toy. And in getting the toy, I cut off that of the chicken. And inevitably, that causes something else to happen, namely the death of the animal. So in that case, you're a chayav, because I'm not doing one thing with two kavanos. I'm doing one thing which causes another thing to happen.
So the way Rebbe's saying it now, it sounds like the chiluk is not, the way I was understanding before was that Rebbe was saying that the chiluk is when I'm doing pula A and it causes pula B to happen. Masha'inki in this, which is I'm doing a certain pula which has
two kavanos.
But that's it, the chiluk is not that. The chiluk is whether I'm the chavin for B. Is it about the kavana or it's about that, or it's about one pula versus two pula?
Okay, I hear what you're saying. I think he might. You could explain it either way. You want to bring a raya to the second way. You think the second way works better from the cutting off of that chicken?
Well, I think it would work better with that example, yes. But I think it would run into problems because I don't remember the lashon of the Rashba, but I didn't think the Rashba was saying that you're only putter if you're having the tzvi also. I thought he was saying, of course, you're putter if you're not having the tzvi.
Either way, I think the Shulta Yibarim is saying that. And I agree, you didn't have to read the Rashba that way. But I think either way, the Shulta Yibarim is making that point.
What?
That's what he says. I'll read it again. Nimtenu lemedim, according to the Rashba, Dafa got the Kamalam Sikresha, Sir Hanu Dafka, Shiba Oso Maisa, David Hap Sikresha, Eno Miskafein, Vaena Osa Davar Hatarima. In other words, the Psikresha that's Osir is Eno Osa Davar Hatarima. Aval, in Baoso Psikresha, Shosa Osa Gamkin Davar Hatarima. Is kavin gam ledavar heter, as afilu avid psikreshe miskavin gam lo shari. Right? Now again, it is the way the Shulta Yibarim formulates it. He's calling them both psikreshes, saying there's two types of psikreshes. I said it a little differently because I think it's just a little easier to distinguish. But if we want to keep his lashon, there's psikreshe that's mutter and psikreshe that's chayav. Psikreshe that chayev is when you're only miskaven to the davar heter. Psikresha that's mutter is when you're primarily miskaven to the davar heter and also the davar iser in a secondary way. And again, think of the mashal of nose es ha mita achai b'mita.
That's not necessarily about one pulum, it's two pulums.
Well, okay, I hear what you're saying. That's you're saying is the difference between the first way said and the second way, and the lashon is more like the second way. I agree to that point. Okay, yes.
So clarify, is it possible that the Shulta Yibarim doesn't see this anymore as a heter within the Rosh Hashanah Mistavin? The rule is the chumna is going to be for sacred issue over here. It's another factor that plays in.
What's the factor? That's what we're trying to figure out.
Well, once you go into the system,
what is the factor? What's the Shulta Yibarim saying? Tell me what he's saying. Why is it mutter? Good. So that's what we're saying. We're explaining why it's mutter.
Does Rebbe still point that within the getter of the Rosh Hashanah, or is it completely?
It's miskaven. You can't call it the Rosh Hashanah miskaven. It's miskaven. When you're miskaven to two things, we look at the ikar kavana. And the secondary kavana is tafel and batim.
He agrees with that attack of the Iran. He's just saying that's exactly the reason why it's mutter.
Yes, that's exactly what he says. Okay. Yes.
Question. something I was just saying. So, I mean, it's counterintuitive, but Kavana solely for the heter thing is going to be usher and chayev, but Kavana two Kavanas is going to be mutter.
Yeah. Min b'mino bato. Min b'sheinu mino is not bato.
Question?
Yes, Moshe.
Okay, I have a hard... I mean, you already said it's counterintuitive, so this may just be along the same lines. But in the case of Zomer v'tzorech le'etzim, okay, they're both goals are usher, but you still chayv twice. So why?
That's that is because you're mechaving equally to two malachos.
So if you're
both malachos,
if you're mechaving primarily for Zomer and
no,
like,
but maybe because they're both malachos, it wouldn't be relevant. In other words, the point is here I'm mechaving for two things. One is mutter. One is Aser, and my primary Kavana is the Hatter one. Over there, you're Mechavein to two things that are both Aser.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, if you make one of them two things Mutter instead of Aser, so
yes,
it was...
Yes, then we look at your... Then we look at what's Iker. You're saying that when I'm Mechavein to two things that are both Aser, we should only look at the main one. And so you shouldn't be Chayv one, you should be Chayv whatever's the Iker. Just like like we say bittel over here, we should say bittel over there. If your kasha is good, I'm not sure that's right, but if it's right, so then nachanam, you have to say over there, you're mechavin to both of them, b'shaveh. Okay. So that is the first mahalich. And as I said, that if you take this approach, then fundamentally, this Chiddush of the Rashba / Shel Tegiborim could apply to other malachos, and in fact, certainly by Hotzah we see it. We talked about maybe you see it by Bishul in a couple of ways when we talked about the Shaila of the chicken bones, and we talked about the Shaila of the water and the salt and all those and the gravy, explaining Rabbi Yeruchim, explaining the other Rishonim. So perhaps there are other places where you see this idea. Okay. Just a ha'ara, maybe, that we could say that the Rashba and the Ran are both l'shitasa. How so? What's the din by Tosefa Shiurim? So you cook for a chola, and then you add some for the bari. The chola needs 5 ounces, and so you, once you're cooking, you throw in another 3 ounces, so you have some lunch also. So, according to the Rashba, you're not chayev. According to the Ran, you're chayev. According to the Rashba, we look at the Iker Kavana. According to the Ran, since you're mechavin for those 3 ounces, so then you are chayev. Okay. And in fact, according to the way the Rashba learns that, at least, the sugya in the Yerushalmi is talking about that same sugya as the Gemara and Menachos. According to the Ran, they would be a little bit different. Okay. Let's turn to some of the local Seita and approaches to understanding the Rashba. Yeah.
The Rashba
thinks that you will go by the Iker. Iker Kavana is to save the Chola's life. So even though I'm also Mechavein to get some lunch, assuming that's not my Iker Kavana, so I'm going to be Potter.
Well, the Rashba thinks you will
be Potter. Most of Shiram is Potter, correct. Okay. Reb Shimon, Ksubos and the Chidush Reb Shimon on Daf Vav. So he says like this. For all other malachos, we look at the totzah. There is a totzah, and therefore the totzah defines the malacha. Aval b'tzeda ein a malacha mashet tzvi nishmar. Tavei lo asa shem shinoi b'tzvi. Like we've been saying all along, the tzvi looks the same as it did earlier. Ela hamaisa she'oseh she'anitzod zeu malachas tzeda. So the violation is tali on a maisa. If I've done a maisa tzeda, then I've done tzeda. U'mishem hachi kishe'asa han'ilas delas b'shvil matarach ha'eres gamkein Az ena ne'ila ma'isa teda, umashe unitzod memela eno teda. In other words, normally you're chayav for the totzah. So that's why psik reish is chayav, since you caused the totzah. For example, you drag the bench and a furrow is created. You've created that totzah. But here, if you focused on the totzah, you'd never be chayav. If you focus on the chafza, you'd never be chayav, because it's exactly the same. There is no physical change in the object. So therefore, you're only chayav if we define your act as a ma'isa tzeda. And it's mistaber that it's going to be the ikar kavana that defines the act as a ma'isa tzeda. Now, I think the maila of the first pshat over the second pshat here is that the Yushalmi compare doesn't seem to limit it to tzedah, because at least the second pikuach nefesh case is not a tzedah case. So if you learn it like the Shelta Giborim, we're just talking about this principle of looking at your ikar kavana, and that when you're rechavin for two things, and one is ikar, and the ikar is the heter, then it's mutter. If you say it like this, then the first example of Chilul Shabbos, now there's a second case in the Yerushalmi, it's an example of this, but not necessarily the third. But Al Kopanim, that is the Varta for Shimon. He tries to explain Yerushalmi, but it's I think it's a harder read. Yes?
Sorry, did I just explain one more time? Why are we looking at the
Because anyway, there's no totzah, there's no cheftza upon which there was a change. There is no totzah in terms of a cheftza.
Is it malacha grua?
If you want to call it that way, you can, yeah. So all there is, the machayev is the maisa. And maisa is determined by the kavana. So if I didn't have kavana, or that was my ikar kavana, then it's pater and even mutter. Whereas in other malachos, that's not true. Other malachos, there is the furrow was created regardless of what I was machave. There was an object that was changed. Okay. He also, Rav Shimon at the end, adds in grama. Not sure why he does, but I think that's the Iker point. The Avnei Nezer is the third approach we'll do today. Very similar to Rav Shimon, it's a Simon Kuf Tzadi Dalet, in that he also says that this is because of something unique to Tzeda, and also, like we said, because it's a Malach Gru, if you wish, there's the object isn't transformed. The way he says it is a little different, and it'll come out a little different. The pshat is that really Tzeda is a grama, because you haven't done anything to the Guf HaTzvi, at least Tzeda in this case. And this brings us back to the point that you guys brought up, that Gabe brought up, that in Achanami, the Rashba wouldn't say this if it wasn't a grama, if I was throwing a net on the deer or trapping it in my hands. It's hard to come up a case where that's still not your ikar kavana. But if you did, it wouldn't be relevant. Like we said, if you cornered the deer into your house and then you slammed the door on it, even though your ikar kavana at the point of slamming your door was to keep your property safe, maybe an achanami would be chayav. But at the very least, in this case, basically, all that I did was grama. The deer walked in and I just closed my door. Now, he makes the following comparison. So why are you chayav for grama? We know you're chayav on grama on Shabbos, kazim lach machshavos, just like Zohar Beruach. But in that case, it's only the kavana and only ikar kavana. And he gives a very interesting example from Dinei Chosh and Mishpat. So the halacha is that if you go ahead and you push someone into a room, and then you lock the door, and mamela, they're late to work or something else that causes them to lose money. So the halacha is you are chayev. But the halacha is that if this is hadke be'andruna, but if on their own they walked into the room and you just lock them in the room, and mamela they missed work, then you're potter, because it's grama. It's only when you push them in and you lock them. So he says the same thing over here. When you're doing, when a deer walks in on its own and you lock the door, that's grama. And the only way to be chayev then is if that's your kerkavana. I'll read you a little bit from his piece. Desvirle la rashba, deliolam afilu b'miskavein have grama. In other words, even when you lock the deer in the room, in the house, kavana to lock it in the house, it's grama, right? And in that case, taka, in dine choshem mishpat, you would be potter, right? If you walk into your house on your own and I lock you in your house and now you miss work, you're potter, that's grama. Now you're chayev on Shabbos because melachas ma'aseh asas for Torah, just like Zorah. But that's only when it's grama, but kavana. The only time you're chayev on Shabbos for grama is grama bekavana. Rak b'miskavin b'nilas adelas lishmar tzvi levad. Hare as adelas basis al hatzvi. Tave ki'ilu osa ma'isa b'tzvi. What the kavana does, the way he says, he said it a little differently, but the way he says it is the kavana makes it non-grama because you've now turned the door into a basis to the tzvi. Aval ima ikra lishmar chafatzav shuv pater misham grama. So in the end of the day, why are you potter over here? Because of grama. And he compares it to this case in Bava Kamma. Now, the raya that he brings from Bava Kamma and the Rashi in Bava Kamma is not so pashut, because over there you might have said that the reason why you're chayev is because you are going bitul melacha. In other words, that's why it's a grama. It's a grama because I didn't, what happened? The guy was able to come to work, and that's why he didn't get the money. Whereas over here, when I close the door on the animal and limit its freedom, that's not a grama. That directly causes it to trap, right? Now, there's a big difference between closing the door on the deer and closing the door on the guy that prevents him from going to work. But anyway, he still thinks it's comparable. So therefore, according to the Har Tzvi, according to the Avnei Nezer, when it comes to a malacha, whose primary way of doing the malacha is to grama, then you're chayv on grama, but that's only when it's your primary kavana. So since the standard way of trapping is through grama, then if you're machavein, it becomes chayv. Again, according to his pshat, I'm not sure exactly what the dimyon is to pikuach nefesh and Yushalmi. I don't know if it's such a strong dimyon, because there it's not a grama. It's a dimyon in the sense that there too we look at your, it's another place where we look at your ikar kavana. But it's not as meduyak of a tzushtel as it is, I think, for the shelte giborim. And as we'll see in a couple minutes, this idea of the Shilteki of the Avnei Nezer is used to explain a number of other interesting things about Seida, some of which we've already mentioned. And one of them, and one interesting application of this that we'll see in just a moment, is other malachos that are violated when you're not acting upon the object itself. So we'll get there in one moment. I was just wondering, maybe one other way to possibly explain the Rashba is based off of the diuk I had in Yerushalmi. I'm not sure if it's going to help, but it's an interesting diuk either way. If you look at the Rambam, Perek Yud, Halacha Yotes, he writes, Hatzad davar shedarach mino latzud oso chayef, kigon chayef ofos adagim, v'hu shiatzud osan, L'makom shen mechoser tzeda, ketzad. Kegon, sheradav achare tzvi, ad shechnisa o levayis, o legina, o lechatzar, v'nal b'fanav. So if I chase a deer into my house, and I lock the door, chayim. Good. That's halacha yud tes. Halacha chav gimel. Tzvi shenichnas levayis v'nal echad b'fanav, chayim. If it goes in on its own and you lock the door, you're chayim. So Why in halacha you test did he say you're chayiv if you chase the deer into the house and you lock the door? Because in the end of the day, as he says in halacha Chaf Gimel, even if you didn't chase the deer into the house and you lock the door, you're chayiv. Very strange. So I think you have to say that Chaf Gimel is maybe a tolda or something like that. It's a tolda. The av is when you chase the deer into the house and you lock the house, lock the door. That's the av. The tolda is where the deer walks in on its own and you lock the door. Oh. So if you say that, then maybe we could suggest the following. In the tolda, this is sort of similar to the Ran. Obviously, he doesn't like this over here, but the Ran that we talked about at the beginning of the year, that he have the tolda she'en etzricha l'gufa, your pater. Maybe the point is that when it's a tolda and it's not your ikar kavana, then you're also pater. That's what the Rashba is saying. But because this isn't the ikar teda, sort of like the diak that Gabe was saying before, that the Rashba only says that dafka in the case where the deer walked in on its own, in that case, your secondary kavana, the fact that that's not your ikar kavana is relevant. Now, again, if that's the pshat, then you have to start thinking about this for all sorts of other toldos, and maybe it won't work. But that's one thing that I was thinking of. And the like. Okay. Now, yeah.
Mayor, I saw an additional explanation of the Rashba. Yeah. In the Har Shalom, according to Berlocha, he looked it up. He says that the Rashba points, the Rashba basically holds like the Magna, that if the deer is already enclosed in the house and you open it and then close it again, that's
he makes the Okimta.
Yeah.
Is that plausible in the Lashon? Mm-hmm. But it's not going to be the Magen Avraham. In other words, and so it's a double. It's a Chiddush in the Magen Avraham and a Chiddush in the Rashba. It's Chiddush in the Rashba that the Rashba is only talking about the case where the deer was already in the house, and it's Chiddush in the Magen Avraham that the Magen Avraham is Mo Def Yer Machavein Latzot.
I don't remember the whole thing, but I think he said that he wanted to say the Machlokas Tosos Yantiv, but Magen Avraham is the Machlokas Rashba.
Aha, that's Machlokas Rashba. Okay. You have
to say within the Magen Avraham that it's only if you're not the Chavi for the chicken.
Or not primarily.
Question?
Yeah, so the difficulty with that is also the comparisons in the Yerushalmi, because then it really has nothing to do with those cases. Again, I mean, you have that objection to some of the other pshatim as well. You sort of have to say that it's a loose comparison, other cases where we look at your primary kavana. Yes, Moshe?
I know we don't think of it this way, but do you say human beings are mino nisod?
We'll discuss that a bit later. There's a Ramah, it sounds like they're not. The Ramah,
because you hunt down criminals.
Sorry?
You hunt down criminals in order to try to put them in jail. So you're talking about the case before you lock somebody in a house and can't get to work, but isn't the locking in the house itself a problem?
Maybe if you hold that there's seida on criminals, then it would be. The Rush is talking about nothing to do with Shabbos. He was talking about whether you're fired to compensate the person for his lost wages. But we'll see a little later that the Rama writes Taka that you're not chai for. It's an interesting shaila. The Rama says that you can't lock people up in jail because of dinim derabanan of dinim, but there's no issue of tzeda. But it might be a little more halachal and nice if, like, your kid's trying to run away into the and you like, you know, they don't want to go to bed. You lock, you know, you put them in their crib. Is that tzeda? Depends if you got a shechir achas or shade. Some kids, maybe it's having mitzudenu. Yes, Gabe.
But I before was that I thought the Rashba in the beginning was saying that you're five, even if the doors are already closed, all you're doing is locking the door.
Well, that's only in a case you're chayav generally.
Could
the animal escape from an open door? If the answer is yes, so then let's say you're machaving the kach for a moment, right? There's no additional kavana. So if the animal could escape without locking the door, then you're chayv when you lock the door. If the animal can't escape without locking the door, so then locking the door doesn't do anything and you're not chayv for locking the door. You're only chayv for closing the door. you see from the Gemara that when the Gemara talks about, and the Shulchan Aruch also talks about ni'ilah, it's sort of anachronistic to think about it like with our doors. Our doors like closed and then they're fully closed and then like you lock them. But typically in their situation, when they talk about locking the doors, more akin to what we would say closing the door, meaning to say, and that's why you're only chayev when you're Noel as opposed to closing.
So when he said the Bila Fidelis, he's referring to closing and unlocking it? Or
he whatever it takes to keep the animal from escaping, that's what it means.
So what do you mean most of Shemuel Shemuelsa? In what sense was it Shemuel?
If you add the point, this is a general point. If the animal already can't escape without locking it, and then you lock it, you're not chayev for that locking.
I think the Rashi says the reason why Potter in the beginning
that's before he came on to this Kaddish. Correct. Before he got to the Yerushalmi, like this is the point that they were that Elad was pointing out that before the Rashi gets to Yerushalmi, he's not assuming like the Yerushalmi. And it's only once he gets to Yerushalmi that he says, oh, there's this big Kaddish. And that's what Elad was pointing out. It's not even like 100% explicit that he accepts this. But the Havana is that he does.
According to that.
But that, so what you're pointing out is before he got to the Yerushalmi,
yeah,
he wasn't yet, he hadn't come up with this big Kiddush yet. And then there's just this, the general point, which is what is the din? And this is true for everybody else as well. What's the din when you're most of Shmir al Shmirasa?
But could it stay before?
That's the point. If it couldn't escape before, so then it's mutter to be Moshe Shmira Shmirasa.
When the stuff that they were talking about being Noah, that means it already couldn't escape and it was locking it anyway.
Right. I have to look back, but I think so. I don't know the Rashi in front of me. Okay, so how do we paskin? So the Magen Avraham, Sifkat on Yud Aleph, says we don't paskin like this Rashba. We keep the Eger. Adds that the Rama couldn't really hold the Rashba. We'll see the Rama address next time when he talks about closing the Teva for the flies or the like, in which case, the Magen Avraham, you know, you don't want the flies in your cabinet. And yet it's usher to close the cabinet under certain circumstances. Your whole goal of closing the cabinet is to keep your bread fresh, and yet it's still usher. So obviously, the Rama is taking for granted that we do not assume like the Rashba either. And so does the Mishnah Brura, Sifkat and Chafei. So it doesn't seem like we paskin like the Rashba. However, in Sefer Machane Yisrael, where you see you appreciate the Chafetz Chaim, you ability to find kulas when needed. So then he does write, it's quoted also in Dirshu 37, that Shas al-Chak Gadol, maybe you could be someth on the Rashba. And we sort of do sometimes bring it in. We mentioned that a little bit yesterday, but let's say in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Taneh, he writes that if a bird flies into your house, and Moshe, if you're able to mute, the bird flies into your house, and you want to close the door. So L'chaira, if you don't hold the Rashba, that should be a problem. But it's freezing outside. So he writes, Bisman akor sheish tsar tzina. So then it's mutter linol im ein kavanaso rak lahatzil min akor. Vein erot zaklal b'tzedas atzipo. So at the very least, if your only kavana is to keep your house warm, it's mutter. Kevin de'im b'tzeda deraisa. Even though it's a psik reisha b'derabanan. But that's mutter, though only b'machom tsar. Now it's sort of interesting, actually, because really in this case, there are a number of tzadim to be mako. First of all, it's a psik reisha d'alom yichalei within the Sidra Rabbanan, because he's talking about a case of ein b'mino nitzod. Second of all, in the case of the bird, it's typically actually not even going to be tzeda midoraisa in the first place, even if it was mino nitzod, because you can't really get to the bird b'chad shechia once it gets into your house. And so it's a double d'rabbanan. Remember yesterday we saw the Chut HaShani quoted in Dirshu number 8, that if you close, if you're not interested in the tzeda, and it's not even tzeda mederaisa, it's just limiting its freedom but not actually trapping it, then for sure it's mutter. Though again, this Mishnah Berurah sounds like he's only willing to be mako b'makom tzar, like it's cold outside. We said if you really hold on this Mishnah Berurah, then we asked yesterday, why should it be mutter to close the door when there's a fly in your house? Or maybe, assuming there's no tzar involved, would it even be mutter? We said maybe the fly is different because it doesn't feel trapped. And plus there's the Rashba. So in this particular case, it's a psik resha, delo nichale, betray de rabbanan. It's not even clear that the rabbanans apply. Plus we have the Rashba. So it doesn't seem like we give too much credence to this Rashba from the Mishnah Berurah. But some poskim, including Rav Zalman Nechemya Goldberg, in a very famous tshuva on surveillance cameras, he was one of the first to really grapple with this, and Rav Shechter says a similar thing, say maybe we could accept this Rashba partially. In a case where, and specifically based off of the Havan of the Avnei Nezer, in a case where I'm doing a melacha, but I am not acting upon the object upon which the melacha is done. I'm not, let's say, touching anything. It just happens, memela, based off of what I do, and I'm not mechavein for it, then we could follow this Rashba. So an example of this would be a security camera. So when I walk into a room, we'll have to see exactly what melacha is happening, but let's assume that it is melacha. What melacha is happening, let's assume kosev. It's recording my image on the disk or on the screen or whatever it is. Could be it's not a malacha. Well, we'll get to that with Kosei, but let's assume for a moment it is. It is a violation of ksiva or mechika or something like that. Or I'm walking down the street and a security light turns on or something like that. So in this case, if I'm not mechavein and I'm not acting upon anything, I'm just walking in, so then we could be mako. That's what Rav Zalman Nechemya Goldberg says based off of this Rashba, as well as Rav Shechter based off of the Avnei Nezer. And again, it's neither the Rashba nor the Ran. In other words, according to the Ran, it would be Aser, if even though I'm not Mechavein, it's a psik resha. According to the Rashba, it would be Mutter even if I was Mechavein, as long as it's not my primary Kavanah. And what Rav Shechter is saying is, no, it's not the Ran, it's not the Rashba. We'll accept the Rashba when you're not mechavein, and you're not also, like the case of the Rashba, you're not acting on the actual object. Now, it doesn't seem like the Mishnah Berurah holds this way, like we said before. The Mishnah Berurah is only willing to be makel to close the door with other considerations, like a tzar and that. But it is an argument that could be made. And as I said, that's it's in modern technology. It's a heter that one might need to rely on for all sorts of things. It is printed, at least the first time, in an article in the journal Atera Shlomo, Volume 6. I probably was reprinted elsewhere, but that's where it originally appeared. Okay. So B'siyata D'Shmai will pick up on Wednesday, and Mayor already announced that we're not going to finish. So I don't know, who am I to argue with that?